The task of figuring out who is behind these attacks falls to forensic experts, people whose job it is to build a profile of the perpetrator or perpetrators. Mary Ellen O'Toole did just that in the search for the Unabomber and other high-profile criminals. She's a retired FBI agent who's not currently involved in this case. She now directs the Forensic Science Program at George Mason University. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, what kind of clues are there in general that could help identify the person or the people behind these attacks?
Forensic investigators are looking for biometric identifiers. And what I mean by that is DNA, fingerprints, or maybe a hair that was left over by the bomber. They can survive a blast.
Wow.
And they're always there. So that's why investigators are being so intense and so inclusive about conducting that crime scene, because they know that one little piece that was found maybe a block away could contain that biometric identifier that leads them to the bomb maker.
Literally just a strand of hair or fingerprint.
It could have been something as simple as that. Now you have multiple devices. So that becomes really critical. And that will ultimately lead to his being identified. And then the other thing that I would say is this. This is someone that is working at a harried pace, mm-hmm. at a very exaggerated pace. And when you see a serial offender doing that, especially with bomb making, they will make mistakes. So he can either injure himself or even kill himself when he tries to make the next bomb, or his mistakes will cause him to be identified.
I noticed that you're using the pronoun he. Why are you using he?
Because statistically, the bomber will be a male. Now, we've had cases, for example, the collar bomb case up in Erie, Pennsylvania, a number of years ago. A woman was the ringleader of that group, but the bomb maker himself was a male. So I would say, based on other bombing cases similar to this, mm-hmm. that statistically, it's more than likely this bomb maker at least will be a male.
And as you're trying to figure out who that person can be and you're building this profile, or are you building multiple profiles simultaneously?
Well, you're building the outline of who this individual is, and you'll fill it in as more information becomes available. So, for example, this individual has already killed two people. And after the first murder, he continued to place a bomb in a neighborhood where the potential for death or major injury was significant. And yet he's continuing to do it. So that suggests somebody without compassion, without empathy, someone that's arrogant, kind of in the face of law enforcement. So this is someone that is probably getting off on the feeling of power and control, almost like holding the city of Austin hostage out of fear.
I'm just thinking, you know, as we're trying to figure out who is behind these attacks, there are mistakes that can happen. I mean, people here in Washington, D.C. remember the case of the sniper in 2002. At one point, the public was told to look out for a white van, and that turned out to be completely wrong. How typical is it to sort of go down the wrong paths and readjust?
Well, it is common to readjust and to reevaluate information as it becomes available. And one of the major components, foundations of an FBI profiler is that you have multiple people who are consulting on the case. And that's what they have down in Austin. They have multiple people that are working on it because one person may see something that another profiler may not.
How reliable is profiling as a tool to solve cases?
Well, it depends on the type of case that it is. We've got a lot of experience in bombing cases and in serial bombing cases. So profiling in these cases can be very reliable. But it's still an investigative tool. It's an investigative lead that will not take you to a specific offender, but it will give law enforcement and investigators a much better idea of the type of offender. And then once they identify and apprehend him, how to best conduct the interview and then follow up in the courts. So again, I just want to underscore it's an investigative tool, and the pool of suspects that it opens up to the investigators then have to be interviewed and background to determine if in fact they could have been responsible for making these bombs, carrying these bombs, and deciding on the whole plan of how to carry this out.
That's Mary Ellen O'Toole. She's a retired FBI agent who's now at George Mason University. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.